Monday, 7 March 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're continuing now in Revelation chapter 3 as we're looking at the letter to the church at Sardis and realizing, I believe, that these different churches not only were local churches, but they also represent a different segment of the church age. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to our hearts and make us like the Lord Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen. You know, that wonderful verse of scripture, beloved, now we know that we're the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And my desire is to become more Christ-like all along the way. I realize it will be completed at that time. Now, we were looking at this letter to the messenger, the pastor there at the church at Sardis, and Sardis had a reputation that they were living, but spiritual, they were really dead. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. And then he gives them this charge that we've been looking at for the last few broadcasts. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. On the last broadcast, we were looking at the need to strengthen churches, to strengthen marriages, to strengthen Christian schools, to strengthen Christian missions, to strengthen friendships, to strengthen Christian businesses. I'm telling you, dear friend, we need the salt and the light in this world. Now, he also gives another admonition here, not only to be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, but he said, remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou wilt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt know what hour I will come upon thee. And then this great truth here, and I like this, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Aren't you thankful for those few names that were there in Sardis who did not believe the lie? Well, everybody else is doing it, so I might as well do it too. Or I have no way of standing when everybody else is turning their back on God. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing to know that God has his remnant. And there, even in Sardis, he had those who had not defiled their garments. And dear friend, I'm saying this to myself as well as to you today. God help us to stand, and having done all, to stand. And when we look around us and we see a lot of things crumbling and decaying, and I'll agree that the horizontal view doesn't look that good right now, but the vertical view is wonderful, always has been and always will be. But let's not get like old Elijah did when he went down, you know, and found himself under a juniper tree. He was running from Jezebel, and he said, in essence, if you don't mind me paraphrasing this, Lord, I'm the only one left standing. Nobody else. Nobody else is standing around here. And I've run away from Jezebel. And the Lord reminded him that he had several thousand that had not bowed the knee to Baal. And I thank God today that there are numbers of people who have not bowed their knee to Baal, but by the grace of God, they're standing. And we praise the Lord for that. Now he says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That charge is repeated often. You find it in verse 29. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. God wants us to hear what he has said to these churches. Now we come to the second church in these seven that did not have to be rebuked. God did not have to rebuke the church at Smyrna because they were a suffering church. They had really gone through hard times of tribulation and poverty, and yet they were standing true to the Lord. He says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." And he says to that church, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt in the second death." Now to the church at Philadelphia, and I'm reading from Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7. And you know, let's not lose sight of the forest for the trees. We are still continuing our series of messages from Ezekiel chapter 8, where God brings Ezekiel back and shows Ezekiel why he had to go far off from his people, why Israel had to go into captivity. And what we're looking at is sins that will cause God to have to deal with us or deal with any of his people. He dealt with Israel, he dealt with Judah, and he will deal with us as well. We're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that all these things have been recorded for our admonition. They are there for our example. So wise are we if we learn and not make the same mistakes, get into the same sins and situations that Israel got into, and also these churches that are being rebuked here. However, as we said, two of these churches did not have to be rebuked. The first one was Smyrna, and we have already looked at it. And now the second one is Philadelphia. Beginning in verse 7, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name." And here's this admonition again. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And by the way, you'll notice that Spirit in every one of these is capitalized, which means that it is the blessed Holy Spirit that was speaking. And the same precious Holy Spirit that was speaking to those churches in Asia Minor is the same blessed Holy Spirit that speaks to you and me today. He is the one who is the author of this word. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The word "moved" is the Greek word pharaoh, which means to carry, to bear along. The writers of Scripture were born by the precious Holy Spirit of God. They were carried along by him. Well, our time is gone for today's broadcast, but tomorrow, God willing, on next broadcast, we're going to be looking at four wonderful things that the Lord Jesus says about himself as he writes to the church in Philadelphia. Let me encourage you to read Revelation chapter 3, and we'll be discussing more of this, God willing, on the next broadcast. In the meantime, let's heed these words. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Blessed Heavenly Father, thank you for thy precious word. Thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Oh God, bless it to our hearts. And these letters to these seven churches, so important, so informative. Help us to glean, help us to learn, help us to live, Lord, according to thy will. And we'll thank thee and praise thee for it. For we ask it in that name that's above all other, even him who stood in the midst of these churches and spoke, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.